What time is it anyway? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Welcome back to Daylight Saving Time, everybody, the government's way of making sure all of us experience jet lag whether we fly or not. For the next few days, we get to wake up after we get to work. Very awkward for those of us in broadcasting. But Dave, you say, we get that extra hour of sleep in November. That's part of the manipulation, people. Buttering us up just before Election Day. Of course, we will acclimate. Studies show that many people can establish a new habit after only 2 months. And if you stick with it for 8 months, anybody can establish a new habit. But guess what happens in 8 months? We change the clocks again. Which is why many states are ready to make this the last time that happens, and it's about time they did. It's hard enough getting drivers to pay attention to the road as it is without adding sleep deprivation. Last October, I tried to argue that we should get to keep the extra hour. But as you can see, it didn't work. The government took it anyway. So now I'm saying, let them have it. Come to think of it, Treasury could auction it off, raise a little money. In fact, I can figure that out right here. An hour of time from each of 328 million Americans at $25 an hour, that is $8.2 billion. That could reduce the national debt by 0.04%. Never mind. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.